Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or even to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. And the podcast, as always, fmr.co.za. The Grand Creta is dead. Long live the Alcazar. This is what I learned at a recent Hyundai launch last week. The Grand Creta is no more. Replaced by the model name and an all-new car, the Alcazar. While the smaller Creta name will live on, consumer confusion will now reduce. Well, eventually. So you want a big Creta that seats seven? You buy an Alcazar, a name I only associated with South American generals in Tintin up until now. The car is generous and upmarket seven-seater. Interestingly, the engines offered are petrol for the base model, and more on that in a moment, but the executive and elite get the diesels. And if you want a manual transmission, you are SOL. 6-speed auto only. Now about the base petrol model. It comes in at 499,000 Rand, where the old Auto Grand was many grand more at 566.5. Hyundai shamelessly owning this in response to Chinese competition. The car is even cheaper than the outgoing manual, which was over 20,000 Rand more. And now you get to rest your left leg. The car is upmarket with a few cheap plastics betraying its price point, but well hidden in most of the cases. But it is good. There is CarPlay and PDC and the like. The exterior is all purposeful with nice touches and lighting and some really good looking roof rails. So on to the executive and elite. It's a mixed bag of price and feature. The exec is priced a chocolate bar away from 600,000 Rand, while the elite will set you back 70,000 Rand more. While our test car was the well-appointed exec, I would want the elite. It gets things like keyless go, adaptive cruise control and lane keeping and the like, a huge panoramic sunroof, and curiously is the only model with climate control as opposed to manual aircon. It is also the only one with LED interior map lights, an odd deletion. It also gets fold-away tables for rear passengers and a panoramic sunroof. The Elite, however, comes with 18-inch wheels and a 17-inch spare, while the Exec gets a more comfy and practical 17-inch rim with a 16-inch spare. I think an Elite on 17s all round would be the way to go. Hyundai, I hope you're listening. The 1.5 CRDI diesel pulls nicely. It's great on the freeway and it's claimed to get 5.9 litres per 100 kilometres, which is quite believable as it launched when I pressed it hard. It returned 7 litres. The 84.6 kilowatt Hyundai, curiously including the decimal points, like getting a young child claiming their year percentages, it also gets 250 newton meters of torque, no decimal point required or claimed. Wireless CarPlay, etc. is in the infotainment system, as I said earlier, and wireless charging is standard across the range. With the 200,000 kilometer warranty, this Hyundai Alcazar should be on your shortlist for a credible family seven-seater. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you just want to find out more about something, David@fmr.co.za, and of course you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.